Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is a key article up on Infowars.com. It's red linked. It's titled "Globalist Secret Weapon Exposed: Tech Kill Chips." You know, we're getting 4 or 5 million views a week just on one of our YouTube channels, and we've got at least seven others, many of which are ours, other that are fan auxiliaries. So I'm not even counting that up, and that's good news for everybody. I mean, just on YouTube. Because we're on AM and FM, XM, satellite, all that stuff. Global shortwave, 100,000 watts, reaching millions of people every day. But YouTube, every week we've got videos that are the top video in their section, sometimes top video period, that are getting 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900,000 views. And that is very exciting. It is very exciting. And much of what we have at PrisonPlanet.tv is then moved over to that because it's a general public service to try to get this information out. You do, of course, with the PrisonPlanet.tv membership, get the live streams, the archive of that, the expanded extras. We're about to start the TV show that will be there live for members on PrisonPlanet.tv every day, or at least 5 days a week. And I'm thinking about even doing a best of every week. It's like an hour long, a media review show. And we're getting close to that, but that's why we have PrisonPlanet.tv. But that YouTube channel, Almost everything is there, and it's free. You can subscribe there for free and then have it all sent to you, though YouTube blocks most of our subscribers, we're told, from actually getting our updated videos, trying to, I guess, stop it from becoming viral. I've had to file in federal court twice to stop YouTube from deleting the channel with false claims that are put on it. There's whole groups that dedicate themselves to trying to shut it down, but it doesn't matter. Now so many other huge sites repost our stuff, they can't stop the signal overall. That's why we encourage everybody to repost our videos on their YouTube channels, because just the amplifying effect is off the charts. But this globalist secret weapon exposed, tech kill chips, is so important because we now have CNN yesterday. And I saw the headline on InfoWars because we posted, you know, a link to it in a couple paragraphs, a blurb. And I thought, oh, our guys must have changed the headline. You know, they do that sometimes. Why gadget makers wield a kill switch. And I saw that headline. I thought, wow. And I clicked on the CNN article, and that's their headline. And they kind of whitewash why it's being done. I mean, it's all federal mandate. But we're going to be covering that more later. And we have the other article out of AP that basically backs up that research. U.S. outlines global plan for cyberspace, a worldwide plan by financing governments to put these hubs in and the kill chips going in the new washers and dryers, dishwashers, computers. And I saw a host of other articles in CNET and other places yesterday going, oh, yeah, the new Intel chip's got a kill switch built into the main operating system, built into the core processors, all these other systems rolling out with it. Remember John McCain 7 years ago? He said, if you download music illegally, we're going to kill your computer. People are like, that old idiot, he doesn't know how the Internet works. You're not going to kill my computer. Oh, yeah, they are. Your computer's already got backdoors, kill switches all over it. Get that straight. This whole thing's DARPA NSA designed. But I want to get into the other police state news when we come back. That's why in this segment I didn't get into it yet. I want to run through just what is in front of me today. And this is only part of it, because I got police state news and all these other stacks. I mean, look at this folder of police state news. That Alfred Dash Shaughnessy wants to cover. I'm not going to be able to read all that before we get Alfred on. But it's all coming up on the other side of this break. PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the Pentagon is trying to start World War III with Pakistan, with U.S. helicopters now, for the second time in the last 6 months, attacking a military base across the border in Pakistan. This time they didn't kill people, they just wounded them. I want to go over just the incredible police state stack today to illustrate how out of control the system is. Also, more on Dominique Strauss-Kahn and the latest developments on that front, with the judge denying bail to IMF chief in sexual assault case. He's got to stay pretty much indefinitely in that New York jail. I saw the AP video when they opened the door up and they shot 15, 20 seconds of video inside the jail. It looked like what New York jail, the precinct I was kept in. They had skeleton keys to open the doors. It was over a 100-year-old jail. There was feces all over the ground. Vomit, snot all over the walls. I'm sorry to get gross here. And moaning people and jail guards coming up and laughing at me and giggling like something out of a horror movie, who I don't think were operating with a full deck and probably had IQs of about 75. I mean, I thought one of the cops that came back was, I'm sad for him, was mentally retarded. He was like, I'm not going to imitate him. And I was only in there about 3 hours. They were like, you're going to be in there for days. It's a Friday night. You might see a judge on Monday. Ha, ha, ha. You know, and just really acting weird and coming up with McDonald's bags going, you want the McDonald's? You want the McDonald's? And like people begging, yes, I want. I mean, I was like, whoa. And then all of a sudden I heard the chanting outside. Hundreds and hundreds of protesters came and encircled the precinct and said, let him go, let him go. All I'd done was bullhorn Geraldo Rivera when he was outside. There's video of that in Truth Rising, Geraldo flipping us off and everything. And it was like in a movie. And all of a sudden this captain shows up a few hours into it and says, you take those people, you tell them to break up and leave, or we're going to get rough, and it's rock and roll time. You got me, and kind of poked me in the chest, and I was tired, and I said, okay, and I went out and said, folks, can we just leave? Thanks for getting me out. But they didn't like the fact that the captain or whatever had to come down to see what was going on at the precinct, so they just got rid of me. And it turned out I had to send a lawyer into court for it, that it was a non-arrestable offense. It was a ticketable ordinance for an unauthorized sound device, and I could have sued them for it, but they almost broke my wrist. When they put my arms on my back, they did the thing where they raise your arms up in the middle. It's a torture move. And then put the handcuffs on so that you can't lower your arms. And then they cut my wrist, and that was a very enjoyable for them, teaching me about the First Amendment and that little scum won't get away with anything while the feds blow up Building 7 and Larry Silverstein says he blew it up on PBS and nobody gets in trouble. But by the way, the cop pension funds all over the country – along with other public service, the feds have announced, and the states, they are going to be cutting them. So enjoy the bankers. Remember, I'm the enemy. I'm that sovereign citizen. I'm that bad guy. So run to Papa's arms. Run to the New World Order. Learn to hate me. I'm that evil American who wants my due process. But I'm digressing. Dominique Strauss-Kahn, I'm sure, is enjoying the New York jail. Isn't looking as arrogant as he was on the video I saw when they brought him in on Sunday. Not looking as arrogant now after just two or three days in the fetid rat holes. I've been in quite a few jails demonstrating. New York, there's nothing like it. I've been in Dallas jail. I've been the Austin jail, which was also covered with different excretions. And I got to have a midget redhead guy slam my head in the wall for no reason and then giggle and see if I wanted to do something at the Austin jail for just protesting the thumb scanning that would then be used to buy and sell and track all of us. Now, the state police guy was nice, pulled over, took my handcuffs off, was very friendly to me and said, I was ordered to do this by the head of public safety. The head spokesman came down there when I was protesting and ordered me arrested. And he apologized for it and said he was concerned about the biometrics. I don't want to get him in trouble. But then when I got down to the snot-covered walls of the Austin jail, the midget redhead, and nothing against short people, I'm not that tall, did feel manly when he was taking the handcuffs off, slamming my head in the wall and then giggling. I mean, can you imagine how low and unhappy that guy is? Guaranteed can't get a woman. Guaranteed unsuccessful. Guaranteed a loser. But side issue, I'm having flashbacks here just thinking about jails I've been in, trying to defend the Republic. But Strauss-Kahn isn't as arrogant looking now after he's been enjoying. It's a step down the New York jail. I saw some video of the one they brought him into. It looked like a 100-year-old jail as well from the $3,000 a night hotel, I would imagine, Mr. Kahn. But L.A. Times, Schwarzenegger had child with staffer. And I was told this by Hollywood people, and even a few years ago, that he had an 8-year-old kid. I guess it's a 10-year-old kid now, a boy. And I was also contacted by a famous black bodybuilder who's in, you know, the pumping iron. You see him working out with Arnold. He was on record, you know, and Arnold saying, you blacks are subhuman and all this stuff. And Arnold, you can say one thing, he's not a coward. He's starting fights with big black guys, you know, in the gym, routinely, trying to start fights with people, according to him. And then he had a book coming out, didn't want to come on, but he contacted me, and I got to hear about the kids and all that. Because reportedly there's more than one, but I never talked about it because I couldn't prove it. And I was also told by some Hollywood folks about it. Schwarzenegger's out with his other kids in public. L.A. Times, see, when he was the governor, you politically don't talk about that at your newspaper, you get blackballed. Just like Kahn, if they didn't want to flush him down the toilet. Dominique Strauss-Kahn, DSK, who has this long reported history of jumping on women, quote, like a rutting chimpanzee. That's how this woman describes it. See, the globalist immunity has been decloaked. He reportedly had diplomatic immunity, but they're saying it doesn't count. Oh, see, because they make the rules. That's what it's all about. We don't have to do the regular radiation testing of these that everybody else does under federal law at the TSA. We just do it. Ha-ha, we're all powerful. We don't care if federal law says we can't stick our hands down your pants and an FBI agent can't do it. We can because we were told we could. And that's a new headline out today. TSA responds to Texas, says resistance is futile. And that's what I've been, and they're saying it doesn't matter. We have federal law. Article 6, Clause 2, prevents states from regulating the federal government. Boy, isn't that delusional? You're out of your jurisdiction. I mean, just 20 years ago, the FBI had to get permission to come into your county. Now, you just got the TSA going, we do whatever we want around here. We're going to be on the streets now and train stations. You can't regulate nothing we say. We'll see about that. You know, the mounting lawsuits, the state reps, the U.S. reps being groped. This isn't going to go away. People say, oh, Americans are going to put up with it. No. Americans are lazy and hypnotized by television. They have been on average. But they're still under the surface, vicious frontier pirates. I don't care how you came here, black, white, Hispanic. This is the rough and tumble wildlands. I mean, this continent, you go back to the Native Americans, it's always been perpetual war, the veneer of civilization is burning off. Like the space shuttle coming back in from orbit and the tiles turning red hot. I mean, it's not going to happen. People are not going to put up. Oh, you can find some sheep that'll let you stick your hands down a one-year-old girl's pants and feel their genitals. But let me tell you, there's a big percentage that didn't. And so go ahead and tell us resistance is futile. Go ahead and tell us that we're going to drink the fluoride federally mandated and we can't stop you. It's getting removed all over. Go ahead, blow up some more buildings, set a nuke off. We know you're run by foreign banks. We're going to defeat you. Find the dumbest people you can that want the job of sticking their hands down people's pants. More and more of them are going to get busted for pedophilia, rape, planting drugs on people, stealing stuff. Just keep pressing. Keep pushing with your primitive Dominique Strauss-Kahn need to dominate everybody. You guys had everybody if you kept going with the slow kill. But you got to perch on us and spit in our face and punch us in the face, and it isn't going to work. And that's the news here about Swartzy. Now it's pouring out all the women and him grabbing him and forcing himself on him. It's the same attitude. A normal man does not want to force anything on a woman. That's the opposite of fun. You know, I mean, that's the opposite of what you want. These guys, it's about taking. The devil is never a maker. The less that you give, it's a taker. You know, the lover of life, my friends, isn't the sinner. It's the people that hate life. You know, the globalists have miscast sin as having a good time, a passion for life, gusto. That's not the big sin, folks. Sin is wanting to dumb people down, control people, lie to people, hurt the children. Sin is being so selfish and petulant and greedy that you seek to dumb people down and shutter their minds and souls from the greater truths and mysteries of the universe because you're too threatened by the indomitable human spirit. And all your aspartame and MSG and vaccines and fluoride and aluminum dioxide being sprayed on us now, admittedly, mixed with the jet fuel. The airlines don't even know about it. Federal mandates now on record. None of that is going to work in the end because it's only going to make the true survivors and fighters come through on the other side and expose what you've done. And you've thrown everything at us, and you're going to fail. All your control grids, all your human predictability systems, all your spy gadgets, all of your tech, at the end of the day, isn't going to help you. And you're so predatory that you're going to steal your own government people's pension funds now. And have the Republicans come out and say that'll balance the budget. When you could get rid of all of that, they would do nothing to the fake derivatives that we've been forcibly signed on to. And sure, they'll find dumber and stupider people that'll work for even less and less pension funds to be cops who enjoy abuse. Because they pay to be able to have a badge and gun and go around abusing people. And that'll just make more folks wake up. And you know, more public schools coming out saying the kids belong to them. And more arrogance and more attacks on farmers and ranchers and Amish. Just keep showing us who you are. Now, I'm going to blitz through police state news, and I'll get more into this with Alfred Adask, but we got another guest coming up. But I want to go through this police state news on the other side. But see, it's all coming out about Schwarzenegger, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, all of them, because Well, quite frankly, the globalists don't like them, I guess, because they like women. Now, that's a big no-no with the elite. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
349, 359, 379. How much pain at the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, my friends, we are back live, and I will break more of this down coming up in the third hour with our guest dealing with the police state today. We have another guest coming up here in just about 8 minutes. Middle Tennessee police profiting off of drug trade. This is out of News Channel 5. News Channel 5. Nashville, Tennessee. A major News Channel 5 investigation has uncovered serious questions about Tennessee's war on drugs. Among these questions are some police agencies concerned more about making money off drugs than stopping them. That's why the government made drugs illegal, is to boost their price. At the center of this months-long investigation are laws that let officers pull drivers over looking for cash. Those officers do not even have to file criminal charges against a person to take his or her money. All over Texas, all over every state, Michigan, they have federal regulations where they lobby states to pass laws where as long as they give the money to the feds, 80% of it goes back to the local police department. The state laws, most of it has to go to the general state fund. Notice how everything's written so the feds are the people that control the money. And in Texas, it's routine where mayors from other cities are pulled over and cops go, $1,000 bucks, mine. You're like, officer, what are you doing? You go ahead and try to beat the rap. They'll take people's cars. The Dallas Police Department put chalk in thousands of people's vehicles, said it was cocaine. The crime lab, the Houston, I mean, Tulia, Texas, planted drugs on 60-plus black people to fill their own private prison in towns. They didn't have enough beds, basically owned by the local boss hog. And the point is, I see these type of articles every day. And they pull you over, no judge, no jury, no drugs. Can you prove where that $2,000 came from? They've had cases in Texas where 85-year-old old lady, in one case turned out she was, you know, a well-known wealthy socialite. She had $4,000 in her purse, and they said, why do you have this much money? And she said, well, I like to, you know, have cash. And they just took it. That was the Texas State Police. This is the whole federal system trying to corrupt police. So there you go. That's just in the stack. And it goes through cases where they just, you know, even take a few $100 bucks. Just, you don't have cash, slave. I mean, land of the coward, home of the slave. Doesn't matter. Bigger crooks than you are going to steal all your pension funds, and you're going to die of cancer because you love drinking that fluoride water and taking all those vaccines, cops. So just keep believing in the system. Keep laughing at me. Keep it up. Go ahead. Let's continue. Of course, a lot of cops are waking up. That's good. Come in and join the liberty movement and come in for the big win. 10 indications the United States is a dictatorship. Activist Post has an incredible analysis up at Infowars.com. Rule by force, not by law, details the entire intimidation tactics, criminal activity, government kidnapping, secret arrest, everything. Number two, crushing peaceful protest. Globally trained, standardized, England, U.S., Canada, hired provocateurs, attacking peaceful people, checkpoints federally funded, now taking blood all over the country under federal grants, tasering people to death. Number five, executive orders, countermanding. Executive orders like 12,954 that countermand Congress. Openly say for any reason the president could be a dictator, suspend Congress for 6 months. Number six, control of regulatory agencies. They just ignore whatever Congress even says, just do whatever they want. TSA, Congress tells them stop sticking hands down pants. They say go to Hades, we're going to stick our hands down your pants. Governor of Tennessee 2 years ago tells the Army don't run checkpoints on highways. They said go fly a kite, pal, go jump in the lake. Woohoo! It's going to steal $27 trillion from the bankers. Number seven, president declares war unilaterally. Under U.N. orders, it's happening. How many constitutional law scholars we got to have on to break that down for you? Number eight, torture. School of America's other secret police that did it. Forced labor camps. Now, we've got the biggest forced labor prisons in the world, the biggest prison population in the world. Number 10, control over all communications. Propaganda, how they're putting in the whole internet control system. Nice report there. I think I'm going to run through a few more of these. We're going to damn me on, but I'll just mention some of the headlines when we come back. And the TSA says, hey, we're going to keep molesting your children. Ha ha.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Countless other globalists. We've written detailed articles on it at Infowars.com. Made the film Endgame. Break down how they add sodium fluoride to the water because it massively reduces fertility. Sevenfold increase in bone cancer in men, threefold in women. Major IQ reduction on average 5 to 15 points depending on what level of fluoride. They have long-term studies. This is the type of information that we're dealing with. And you do two things. You get a T-shirt that will be a walking billboard to start conversations with people and spread the word. And you'll also support our transmission. We have two different fluoride is poison T-shirts. Here's my favorite, the blue one. We have a white one with blue. This is the one that's mainly blue. There's a poison in the tap water with a droplet, a big droplet with a skull on it, Infowars.com. And on the back it says, an individual is consuming an industrial waste added to the drinking water by our government for the purpose of medication. Number two, more toxic than lead, the active ingredient in many pesticides, linked to increases in bone cancer, brain damage, and lower IQ, Infowars.com. I think this should be our best-selling shirt. Still, the best-selling shirt is the V for Victory. It's a limited edition. We're not going to be printing any more of that, so if you want that shirt, it's available at Infowars.com. Remember, we're not funded by the globalist David Rockefeller or the New World Order. We're funded by you, the listeners, supporting the sponsors, buying the books, the videos. It's all available at Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You can also subscribe at PrisonPlanet.tv for the live video feed and so much more, PrisonPlanet.tv. We also are carrying a lot of great new videos, like Into the Fire, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, and the video I think that is the best bar none. It's an animated, it looks like Disney quality, made by Patriots, the American Dream, fighting the lying liars, one stupid lie at a time, and it's available at Infowars.com. It breaks down the founding fathers, who they fought, who the central bankers are, how the big cartels work, what crony capitalism is. It is just such an amazing film. The American Dream, available at Infowars.com. We also have Mark Dice's new excellent book, Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True, and Jesse Ventura's 63 Documents They Don't Want You to Read. Finally, before we go to Nomi Prinz, have you lost your power and want to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generating your own supply of electrical power. Plug-and-play generators are available now 4 years. Our listeners love them. From Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. It's like having your own electrical power plant. It's perfect for your home or your campsite. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. So go to MySolarBackup.com to request your free information packet today. MySolarBackup.com. You can also order online or 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Okay, let me just read you a smattering of these headlines as we go to Nomi Prinz. Here is Rolling Stone saying what she wrote 6-7 years ago in her best-selling book, The People versus Goldman Sachs. A Senate committee has laid out the evidence. Now the Justice Department should bring criminal charges. When Obama is completely financed by these people, four times what McCain was. Not saying McCain was good. He was clearly the heir apparent. Here's some of the other headlines. China, for fifth month straight, accelerates dumping of U.S. treasuries, not buying them. Here's another one, Washington Post, Treasury to tap pensions to help fund government. And I'm now hearing calls to tax private pensions, just as the same group of foreign banks, the bailout money shows who owns the Federal Reserve, mainly foreign banks, have started taking the private pensions, the 100% owned by you. This isn't welfare. You know, most of these government pensions you paid for as well. But now they're going after the private ones, and that's coming next. These people aren't going to stop. They haven't set up anti-terror brigades and having 60-minute specials about anybody that doesn't love this being a terrorist because they're going to play patty cake. They're going to bring us to our knees to enslave us through economic degradation. And Nomi Prinz is our guest for 5 minutes of the next hour. She is a journalist and senior fellow at Demos. Her latest book, It Takes a Pillage, Behind the Bonuses, Bailouts, and Backdoor Deals. She is a author of Other People's Money, The Corporate Mugging of America, 2004. A devastating expose, so I guess she did this 7 years ago, into corporate corruption, politics, collusion on Wall Street. I read the book. She predicted everything that now happened. Other People's Money was chosen by the best book, 2004, by The Economist, Barron's, and the Library Journal. Her book, Jacked, How Conservatives Are Picking Your Pocket, Whether You Voted for Them or Not, gets into how they're claiming they're conservative but are running all the corporate welfare. Before becoming a journalist, Nomi worked for the Wall Street Journal as a managing director at Goldman Sachs. Not at Wall Street Journal, at Wall Street as a managing director at Goldman Sachs and running the International Analytics Group at Bear Stearns in London. And we've got her here to talk about all of this. Nomi, since we had you on a month ago, a lot has happened. What is most important on your radar screen? Then I've got my questions.
Well, you know, everything you said is important. I want to start at the end maybe and work backwards because it just was the latest bit of news that pissed me off and I think is just ridiculous, which is that Tim Geithner has said that in order to make the debt cap, if Congress doesn't raise it, he is going to have to stop paying on civil personnel, their disability funds, their pension funds, potentially private pension funds. These are things that people have paid. paid into. These are obligations that have already been agreed upon. And this is what he's talking about going after in order to manage the debt problem. Now, I just want to point out, and I've said this on the show, and I just want to re-point out, there is over $4 trillion, at the Fed today, in their latest report, in their weekly report, that breaks down into $1.5 trillion of treasuries, almost $1 trillion of mortgage and asset-backed securities from the time, and $1.5 trillion worth of excess reserves, reserves that the banks are putting money at the Fed to get interest upon, that is just sitting there. So while we are talking about, while he is talking about taking money away from people who have earned it, have saved it, have agreed that they are going to receive it, small, tiny, little amounts, there is over $4 trillion of money doing nothing but sitting at the Fed to subsidize the banking system. And we talk about the debt problem. We talk about the deficit problem. $4 trillion, bigger than the size of our budget, bigger than the size of any problems, created since the fall of 2008, still there. Still only a portion of the full bailout of the banking system, but sitting there. And if anyone had, if Geithner or anyone had, you know, a small modicum of logic or brainfulness or whatever it might be, that would be a place to get some money from. You know, we gave it to the banks. Banks profited from it. Banks still profited from it. They're not changing the way they do things and what they do. And there is money there sitting, available, while all these pontifications and the notion of taking it away from individuals is going on. It's just, it is mind-boggling.
And by the way, your mainline Democrats have been fooled. They say, raise taxes, pay my pension funds, which is exactly what the big central banks want, because that won't go to them. It'll go offshore to their fraudulent interest and the systems. Now, they fool the mainline conservatives by saying, we got to fix America, slash these public pension funds, maybe even go after private ones. It's conservative, when you could get rid of all of that. We've broken down the numbers, and it wouldn't do anything. Absolutely. To the 1,000-plus trillion in derivatives, the unfunded mandates, all of it. And then they say, well, quit bashing Wall Street, Alex. They're free market, really. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, Berkshire Hathaway, Citibank, they're the ones that got the banker bailout, and then they sit there and lecture us about free market while they all file record profits, record bonuses just domestically, not to mention that what, over 80% of it's being shipped overseas, and they're paying near zero on it. This is going according to plan. They're robbing us, the greatest robbery in history, and you hit the nail on the head. They've got $4 trillion sitting there liquid, but they're waiting to loan that out to widows at 79.9% credit card rates. They're not going to, no, sir. They're going to hold us hostage and cut the benefits and cut people's pension funds they paid into, and then they're going to have the Republicans go right along with it like idiots, killing the economy.
Well, exactly, and it is a bipartisan issue. Yes, it's Republicans going after it. The Democrats not noticing it. It's like stealing $4 trillion and having it out there like in the middle of daylight, and not have anybody sort of who is in control of potentially getting to it do anything about it. It's mind-boggling. And then you move on to what's going on in Europe, and you know, the bigger scandal of the IMF, which isn't just whatever might come out of the sexual assault case on the former chief or you know, chief in waiting for his home bail or in jail or wherever he might be right now, which is that, for example, Greece is being asked to pay 25% interest rates on money that's coming to them, not just from the IMF and the EU, but, of course, because the market, the bankers are slaughtering the country, which is what has happened with all of the peripheral countries in Europe. It's not really different from what's happening to those, you know, the widows and the pensioners and everyone else here. We're being asked to pay 30% or more on credit card rates. We're having homes taken away under fraudulent means and everything else. The same thing is happening systematically through the IMF, through the EU and Europe for the peripheral countries. And there have been bailouts. Greece, for example, did get a bailout of 141 $31 billion last year. And by the way, before that bailout, the former head of the IMF, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, had said that everything was going to be fine. A, only one bailout would be needed. B, austerity measures that would be put upon the people of Greece would be enough. And there would be no other bailouts happening in the rest of Europe. For example, in Portugal, which just got its bailout created and approved by the EU and the IMF on Monday while Dominique Strauss-Kahn was in court. So the stuff that happened under him and the stuff that the IMF has been doing has been extracting, again, and blaming pension funds and society types of programs when, in fact, it was the banks that trashed those economies.
Well, that came out just last year in Iceland. The people finally called their bluff and got the documents, and even the Financial Times had to admit over 90% of the debt was not the government or the people's. It was the very central banks demanding the money. That's what's crazy. They're like, pay us back the debts, and it's their debt. Same thing in Ireland. They're the apple of the world's eye until they go into the EU. That puts them under these banking rules, and suddenly they're in trouble, and now they're maneuvering the U.S., to losing its AAA rating, so we'll be paying 25%. And then once we go to that point, there's no way to ever get out of debt. It's designed to make us debt slaves. And Nomi, what about this? Because you worked at the highest levels with these people. How do you deal with Geithner up there saying, if you don't raise the debt ceiling, you're going to cause a default, when they've already technically defaulted by monetizing 70%+ of the Treasury bills? I mean, even Standard & Poor's said it's all this spending and the banker bailout that's doing this. But then Geithner stands up there blaming what they've created on us trying to reverse what's happening.
Well, again, he's completely incompetent and misguided, but comes from the same banking system that enabled all of this to happen. As head of the New York Fed, no, he didn't work at Goldman, he didn't work at J.P. Morgan Chase, but, you know, the New York Fed's Class A prime director is Jamie Dimon, and was Jamie Dimon at J.P. Morgan Chase. So they really came from the same fold, and the fold was to enable the least amount of rules and the cheapest amount of capital to leverage the most, and that when it all fell apart, debt would be created, and Geithner just sort of moved from his post at the New York Fed to the Treasury Department, where it's officially a public office, but in fact is really just an extension of the private banking functions that he was doing. Our debt and our GDP are almost equivalent. You know, we're talking the difference of a couple hundred billion dollars. We our entire debt is because of this, and most of it has happened in the last decade, but more of that has happened in the last 2.5 years since the financial crisis was made apparent by Wall Street. $4 trillion of debt, again, is at the Fed. $4 trillion was created by the Treasury Department. It's the same number. There was just a transfer. And that all happened with Tim Geithner. So it's wrong economically. It's certainly wrong socially. It's wrong from a policy perspective.
But they stand to gain by wrecking societies. They've done this to countless third world countries.
It's cheaper. It is cheaper. You do it to third world countries. You raise the interest rates, and it's not just by doing it officially. You do it because that's where capital flies in, capital flies out, capital makes decisions. It's the derivatives market, it's the currency markets, it's the way these central banks operate, and you wind up creating some dominant bank-oriented countries, and every other country and every other individual of those countries winds up suffering from the cost of having created that debt to make the whole entire thing float.
Excellent points. Isn't it, I mean, it's elementary, but how do you explain something so simple to a population that the establishment media has been fed the left-right paradigm of, rob the middle class to keep the welfare net going on the left, to Republicans, slash everything to keep things going. Either way is just two different arms of the same predatory system. I mean, here's what I'm getting at here. We know that they create the derivatives bubble, make huge profits on the way up, then they use the crisis they've created as this giant cancer, and they say you've got to feed the cancer or the whole body is going to die, and then it's so massive that now the whole world orbits the Ponzi scheme because we're buffaloed that the whole world will collapse financially if we don't give in to them, but we're being absorbed. The giving in is the slow death. We've got a chance. How do we break through to the public that doesn't understand this? How do you simplify it for them?
Well, that's the thing. It's almost like bodies like the Fed, the Treasury Department, the IMF that are all in that same philosophy that you just outlined, is this idea of amassing profit very quickly, moving capital around when it all falls apart, creating debt to keep it going and extracting that debt from everybody else who wasn't in the position of power to benefit or to benefit from the original profit. Profit on the way up, profit on the way down. And it's sort of like those bodies and the people, it's like the mafia sort of like running into your town or basically taking over, anything, the pizza place, the dry cleaners, whatever it might be. And saying, you know what, you're going to keep on paying us because if you don't pay us, we're going to kill you. And by the way, if you can't pay us, we're going to kill you. And by paying us, it will kill you. It's a very...
When it would just be better to go ahead and make sure the mafia got it and make it back out of the business.
Oh, yeah, I respect them. I mean, the problem is these aren't, Tim Geithner.
No, this is the mafia that controls.
This is someone that we basically has appointed. This isn't even someone who has to go through a public process.
It's foreign banks that have hijacked America that have 20,000 nuclear weapons and, incredible information. Let's come back and talk about what you see coming in the future. Any comments on Dominique Strauss, the running chimpanzee, Khan? And we'll also get your take on ideas to reverse this. Former managing director at Goldman Sachs. I've been blowing the whistle now for 7, 8, 9 years. Naomi Friends is our guest. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Naomi Prinz is our guest, big insider whistleblower, journalist, best-selling author. Naomi, the good news is major publications now admit we've been robbed blind. Even last year, They were having a celebratory Jekyll Island 100-year anniversary. And I played the clip here on air of former Fed chairman saying, Greenspan, that, you know, the big banks have done a lot of criminal stuff. Wachovia and others, Wells Fargo caught laundering of $376 billion in drugs. I mean, people are really starting to get the facts here. And Rolling Stone's coming out saying, where's the criminal indictments? I mean, we know they're committing crimes. And this old line that Greenspan used 2 years ago on Lehrer NewsHour, that we're above the law, we control the government, you know, no one can touch us. Well, people inherently know, even if they're not lawyers, on its face, that's a fraud. I mean, who are these people? We didn't have them until 1913. So it seems momentum is shifting against them, and they can't stop stealing and using their advantage to steal the taxpayer money. So I think it's a matter of time till they go down. What do you think?
I want to believe that, and I do think that in order for that to happen, you know, just that people have to be more and more aware. I'm sure you get much more than I do. You know, I get emails all the time saying, okay, you know, what do we do? What can we do? You know, this is just words. But, you know, it's not just words. People have to know, and people have to talk to each other and get an understanding that, you know, the reason that it costs more money, whether it's putting gas in your tank or whether your wages aren't going as much forward or whether your pensions won't be worth as much when you retire, is because there's all of this money being stolen out from under you and being used sort of against you. And the people that run it are not elected officials. They're publicly appointed, and that's something that makes it very difficult. The Fed enabled, and it was a joint effort, it was collusive, but the Fed enabled the Treasury Department to issue $4 trillion worth of debt in the last 2.5 years. That's a lot of debt. That is a significant portion of our GDP, and it's the most historically quick creation of our debt.
And let's be clear,
ever,
they
ever.
Get our money, they get to use it, and then we pay them interest on it.
We pay them interest on it, and it's right there. We're talking about not paying disabilities for public employees. It doesn't even make it, or potentially private ones. It doesn't actually make any sense. So now you have, again, on the IMF, you have John Lipsky, who was a J.P. Morgan Chase guy, who's going to be doing the same types of procedures and philosophies, which is basically bankrupting individuals in order to subsidize banking systems throughout Europe. And it all comes together, because in the meantime, it looks like what the Fed is doing isn't even so bad, because bad stuff is happening in Europe. So it makes our dollar look, which is very weak and should be weak.
It's concerted implosion by design. I mean, G20 admitted 2 years ago, is coordinated devaluing. It's totally dastardly. What about the word that big New World Order promoter, Mr. Global Governance, Gordon Brown, may replace Dominique Strauss-Kahn at the IMF?
You know, that again, if that happens, that is just more of the same. That's basically going to promote the continued policies of the IMF, which is to do everything it can to make sure that capital, bank capital, quick speculation can continue in and out of these countries, that the banks who manifested are bailed out and supported when things go wrong as the individuals pay the tab. It's the exact same philosophy, unfortunately. Yeah, he might be a little less pushy of it than Dominic Strauss-Kahn because of the whole sort of French-English relationship, but it's not that different. The English, the English banking system, and I worked in London for 7 years. I worked in London when the euro was being discussed and created, and there was a lot of debate between the central, stronger, quote, economies and the peripheral ones that are now having problems, and not much has changed. There's been a notion of kind of using them when it's convenient to speculate, bailing the banks who did it, and then hurting the individuals when people come out. And it's not too different from what's going on here. You're subsidizing a system that's stealing from us with so much more money than you could use to subsidize the population if that were to be the choice. And that's what we need to basically work towards.
All right, Nomi Friends, with us for 5 more minutes. On the other side, I want to get her view just on these bankers, you know, the $3,000 a night hotel rooms.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.